Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Football return over the weekend. Of course, my Eagles kicked off the season on Thursday with a win. Super Bowl champion Eagles. And then yesterday, Chiefs won. Woohoo! They beat the L.A. Chargers 38-28. May I just want to say a prayer to the football gods, if I may. Just a moment. You can look in if you want. Dear football gods, would you please let my Eagles be in the Super Bowl again this year? But this time, I want them to play the Chiefs so that Andy Reid can be in the Super Bowl against his old team. Can we do that? I'm hoping that prayer made it to the football gods. We'll see. So that's the deal there. And then the Cleveland Browns did something pretty staggering. They didn't lose. How about the, well, hang on. They didn't win either. It ended up in a tie with the Pittsburgh Steelers, a 21-all tie. Just so you know, the Cleveland Browns haven't won a game since the 2016 season. And in that year, they only won one game. They went completely winless last season. So in the last two seasons, not counting yesterday, in the last two seasons, they are 1-31. pretty pathetic. So they didn't lose, but so they're still looking for that first win, but pretty staggering. And then, if you missed last night's Sunday night football game, the Packers and the Bears, oh my gosh, what an unbelievable Aaron Rodgers moment. Aaron Rodgers gets, you know, first of all, the Packers are trailing 20-0 to the Chicago Bears. Aaron Rodgers gets carted off the field. And if you're a Packers fan, that's got to be the worst scenario you can imagine. The Packers are losing. Aaron Rodgers gets carted off the field with a leg injury. And we're all thinking the same thing. That's it. He's done. Season over. He's finished. Maybe his career. Who knows? ACL. Who knows? Guess what? He comes back and he brings the Packers back and they end up winning. They came back from, it was a 20-3 deficit at one point. He comes back and he ends up winning the game for the Green Bay Packers in their as they begin their 100th season. It was an unbelievable moment in football. And again, I can't even begin to tell you the emotion that was involved there. But Aaron Rodgers comes back in the third when they're down. And by the way, that was the largest deficit the Packers had faced reportedly since like the 1940s. It was a great day of NFL football yesterday. So and you know me, I'm an Eagles fan. I bleed Eagle green. But I got to admit, the Green Bay Packers are America's team, despite what some other team claims. Aaron Rodgers, the guy, I'm sorry, no matter who you root for, you gotta, I mean, unless you truly, truly hate the Packers, and I know there are some people who do, but come on, you gotta give this guy props for being the amazing athlete he is.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.